I know what you guys are thinking. These people, they don't have a face for radio. They gotta be on the big screen.
That's right. They gotta be on YouTube.
And we are. Check us out. Go to YouTube.com and search for Sex Talk with My Mom. Also, check that episode description and you can be watching this.
You little sneaky freaks.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
I said, what's the craziest thing that ever happened here to the girl who's doing my toes? And she's like, sometimes when I was like moaning and groaning, and she's like,
wait, what?
Yeah, sometimes.
Why are you moaning and groaning?
She was massaging my feet. So I was like, you're moaning and groaning? It feels so good. Yeah. She goes, there's one girl that comes in there, and this girl moans so loud, it sounds like someone's having sex.
Oh my God. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
That's my mother. We are chatting about sex and all the things you typically do not talk about with your parents.
But I find that you will be comfortable after you do so.
Yeah, and to start things off, I'd like to jump in with a little conversation starter, a little question to lube it up.
All right, I love lube it up questions. Go for it.
This is Lube It Up, presented by Uber Lube.
Uber Lube to save the day.
Their favorite sexual lubricant. Mother, what is the lube it up question of the day?
I think the lube it up question of the day should be, what is the weirdest gift you've ever either given or received?
What is the weirdest gift I've ever given or received?
Yes, what is it?
I think that after Dad died, my friends gave me a betta fish.
Well, that's a very unusual gift for mourning.
It was a mourning gift. It was.
Is that signifying like you're alone in a fish tank? Because they give you one fish by himself without anybody else.
And also, giving someone an animal as a gift, it's not something you gift someone.
Yeah, that's so strange. You know, but you like that?
Oh, here, take some responsibility.
Yeah, like you don't have enough shit on your plate. You gotta worry about cleaning out.
Take care of this fucking fish.
That's a very bad idea.
It was actually the sweetest gift ever because then we would have like, it was, they also got the fucking fish as well. They got some for themselves. So we would get in the car and we'd drive to one of their houses and clean the fish tanks like the losers that we were together.
You were a little bit of a nerd, I have to say, in high school.
It was not a choice. Dad died, suddenly I'm gifted a fucking fish.
Okay, you also had a turtle.
I had a turtle. That was Cornelius. That was a chosen gift, actually, self gift. Okay, what about you? What is the weirdest gift you ever received or given?
All right, I've had a lot of weird gifts that I've been given, but I have definitely given someone a weird gift recently.
Okay.
Well, you know, my cleaning lady was cleaning my apartment, and I was thinking to myself, I bet she doesn't have lube. It's not something that people just genuinely have in their house. And I bet you she'd want lube. And I thought to myself, I have a lot of samples of Uber lube. Why don't I give her some?
How generous of you.
And then I heard you in the background like cracking up because I was trying to say to her, would you like some lube? And then you have to go into what it is. I had to say, it's you know, it's for sex.
Oh, my God.
And she looked at, oh, yeah, lubricant. And I said, yeah, would you like it? She's like, yeah, I'll take that.
Why not? Who doesn't want Uber Lube?
Yeah, Uber Lube to save the day.
Is there anyone you don't feel comfortable sharing Uber Lube with?
No, I remember I shared it with Dale. I would like a review. What do you
Dale,
think?
Dale, our wonderful producer videographer that's here right now. Dale, have you tried Uber Lube?
I have finally tried Uber Lube.
No fucking way.
And?
It was great.
Is it phenomenal?
Are you talking about doing a little rosy palms?
Yeah, definitely no other people involved. I aspire to use it with another human someday.
Me too, Dale.
Oh, it's fun. it's fun.
What do you like about lube, guy? Uber Lube in particular?
Uber Lube in particular is the perfect lube.
Why?
It's great for vaginal, oral, and anal. And the reason I like it is because it doesn't leave a sticky residue. It doesn't smell weird. It doesn't taste weird.
You know,
you don't even know you're using it.
It's made with Very simple ingredients. It's basically just high-grade silicone with a little vitamin E. And the vitamin E, I don't know if you notice this, Dale, it leaves a very velvety finish on your skin. You don't feel like you're dripping in that shit.
It's a great, great aftermath.
It's a great aftermath. If you want just a little layer of slip, you know, put some Uber Lube right on your genitals.
I have it in my bathroom now. I got it all over the house. It looks like little massage oil bottles.
Yeah.
Which I actually I think would be great for massaging on feet.
Dale, what rating would you give Uber Lube in terms of the lubes that you've used in your life?
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to phenomenal lube being the 10.
I would rate it a phenomenal lube 10. It's only the second lube I've ever used, to be honest, but the other one smelled weird as heck.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on there.
It was purple.
No, you don't want that.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
So, folks, you heard it here first. Get yourself some Uber Lube, and you can get 10% off and free shipping when you go to uberlube.com and use promo code MOM at checkout. That helps out our show. It helps out your genitals. It helps out Uber Lube. Uberlube.com. Use promo code MOM for 10% off and free shipping. All right. That's our segment of Lube It Up. Thank you for participating in that. Mother?
Yes.
I would like to recount a story that we experienced together on Friday night.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
You called me up. You said, hey, do you want to hang out? Deez is gone for tonight. Do you want to hang out? I said, yeah. Let's go to a comedy show.
And you really turned that on.
I fucking turned it on.
You know, I love when someone makes the plans, because I'm always the one making the plans. And when you said, I got an idea, I'm going to carry it out. I'm going to find some comedy club. And I'm like, done. As long as it's not one of those weird clown shows.
I don't think any... Excuse me?
Sorry.
I don't think anyone likes making the plans. Do you like making the plans, Dale?
Not usually.
No one likes making plans.
But you know what I kind of like?
What?
I like when I can tell the person what I want to do, and then they'll make the plans. So I get a little say in the matter.
You just need a personal assistant is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of like... I think most of the times we go out to dinner, you're like, oh, I'm good to eat anything.
I am.
And I'm like, okay, you want to go to Mexican? No, I had that yesterday. You want to go to Chinese? Oh, no, I'm feeling too bloated right now. What the fuck? You're not eating everything then right now.
All right. I will attest that is true.
Okay, but you were very down to go to this comedy show with me.
I was down for anything as long as I didn't have to work on making the plans.
There were a few things that occurred during this comedy show.
Well, first of all, you insisted on getting the most expensive seats because it was outdoors, but it wasn't good enough that it was outdoors. You need plexiglass around us.
I'm sorry. Don't want to get a fucking virus in the middle of a pandemic.
Okay, but it was a little far-fetched to think that, you know, you were not even close to the stage, but that you were still going to get sick from the
Excuse me,
just the
who
spitting.
Paid for these fucking tickets?
All right, you did. I'll give you that.
Okay, so I paid premium for you and me to spare ourselves from the fucking coronavirus.
When anxiety comes into the picture, there's no expenses.
No.
There's no
limit. I'll pay
the
fucking $10, $20 extra for the fucking tickets, okay?
I was kind of surprised. It was like $10, $15, $20. I'm going 20. I'm like, okay, you're
that's
going
right.
20.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So we thought we had these great seats.
Yeah.
Which they were great seats. They were perfect. Well, first of all, there was quite a variety of comedians up there. Mm-hmm. They started out, you know, there must have been 10 or 12 comedians.
Yeah.
And they each get a certain amount, and they got better and better, I think, as the night went on.
Okay. So the headliner of the show is Jay Farrow.
Who's Jay Farrell, you might ask?
He was on SNL. You know, do you know Jay Farrell?
Yeah, I've actually seen him live.
Phenomenal, right?
Yeah. He is so funny.
So funny.
But I wouldn't
Unbelievable
know.
Impressions. What?
I wouldn't know how funny he was because I became freaked out. I could not focus. I barely heard one thing he said.
Because during the comedy show, during his set in particular, a bug the size of a bird flies at us.
I thought it was literally the size of a small rat.
The fucking place looks at us because there's this fucking thing that comes and hangs out and it flies and it lands right on the plexiglass that is protecting us from all the
coronavirus. That was your doing. If you could have sat in a normal place instead of having to sit at the wall with the plexiglass, you would not have had this giant cockroach. It had wings. It was like a small rat. It was disgusting.
It was so fucking gross and so large.
And I couldn't focus. once I saw up there,
and it were just staring. You literally were turned around. You had your back to Jay Farrow the whole time. You're like 10 feet from him.
I thought he was going to say something about me not even paying attention. It was crawling. It was creepy crawling all
creepy
the way.
Creepy crawling.
And I saw the guys next to us who were looking at it too.
Oh, yeah.
The people were all around going, where is it going to fly? I could just imagine it flying into my hair.
It was disgusting.
Freaking out.
Fucking disgusting. This is why you can't go to an outdoor comedy show.
No, you can go. You don't need to sit in the goddamn... against
the
wall.
How is this, the plexiglass is going to, attract a fucking...
It attracted
a roach the size... Oh, God.
And then I started thinking, what if there's more? What if that's the only one we saw, but there's more... Oh, God. Anyway, it was a great show.
Okay, so then during this particular set, Jay's giving his fucking set, okay? And we have to change the meter. And we're directly next to the stage.
You know what that really bothers me about meters? If they only allow you 2 hours to park at a meter, what do they expect you to do?
Well, we had to walk out of the show.
I think it's stupid. Why don't you just let us park as long as we want? What's the point of parking and then it's stupid. Whole thing is stupid.
I didn't want to interrupt his set. And especially at the very end, he goes, this is our final joke. And I'm looking at the time. I'm like, okay, we have about like 1 or 2 minutes left.
You would think, because it was 9 o'clock on the dot. And you would think they'd give you 5-15 minutes grace period, right? That's what
they do,
I believe, in Chicago. Not in Los Angeles.
So he starts telling his experience with BLM. And he's got a joke about BLM. This joke went on for fucking 5-10 minutes.
I didn't even hear it because I was too busy looking for that goddamn flying rat.
You're looking at the flying rat. I'm worried about the fucking the meter that's expiring. And I don't feel comfortable leaving during that part of the set. And of course, I walk out and the fucking meter maid is giving me a ticket right there at that point.
And there's no dissuading.
No dissuading. I asked her, was not dissuading. It's a $63 joke right there.
It's a $63 joke.
That's a $63
joke.
Jay
Farrell, if you're listening, you cost him a $63.
It was a good joke.
I don't know
if it was $63 worth.
It wasn't even a joke. I don't think it was a story.
It was more of a story. Yeah.
It was pretty intense.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, there's some hecklers going on.
Serious hecklers.
I've never, ever been at a show where there was more heckling than this one.
I hate going to comedy shows and they got a drunk asshole there. And they're just fucking going off as if they're one of the comedians.
Yeah. And these two had like different... They both had like cowboy hats on or something.
Yeah.
A guy and a girl. And I'm telling you, this was unbelievable. He's like shouting shit out the whole time. And all of a sudden, there's a comedian who's phenomenal. She comes on. She's wearing black leather pants. And he shouts out, flat ass. Who says that?
It was so inappropriate.
It was sexist. I don't know what it was.
He was commenting on everyone's ass. But it was totally inappropriate.
I didn't hear him talk about anybody else's ass.
There was another guy that came up there. He was like, that's a beautiful ass. Who asked this guy for fucking to rate everyone's ass that went up there?
I don't know, but this poor woman, she didn't seem to give a shit. She just threw it right back at him. I love this girl. She was talking about her. It was part of her set. And, a really good comedian can go right into like using the jokes from the audience in their set. She did a great job with that.
Did you catch her name?
I, of course, did not because I was too busy looking at the goddamn cockroach.
Yep, that's right.
Whew.
What was going on with you the rest of the weekend?
I went with my friends to get a manicure pedicure. So now I'm high. And when I get high, I decide I'm going to entertain the whole manicure pedicure place. And I started talking about how I said, what's the craziest thing that ever happened here to the girl who's doing my toes? And she's like, sometimes when I was like moaning and groaning and she's like,
wait, what?
Yeah. Sometimes
why are you moaning
and
groaning?
She was massaging my feet. So I was
so
like,
you're
oh,
moaning
it
and
feels
groaning.
So good. Yeah. She goes, there's one girl that comes in there and this girl moans so loud. It sounds like someone's having sex.
Oh my God.
And she's telling me this and I was dying. And then I go, okay, what else? And she goes, well, sometimes I was saying, my hands have been lately, they're very stiff. I think I'm going to need to do some physical therapy with my hands. She goes, all you got to do is give hand jobs. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh,
I can't believe.
Oh my God.
So this was my Friday night. It was great. So Cam, tell us what's going on in your life.
In my life, I am exploring my neighborhood now that I've moved recently and I'm doing a lot of biking. And I realized the park is full of beautiful women that I should be talking with. There's no one is swiping right on Hinge or Bumble or Field, whatever the fuck it is.
They're in the nature. They're in the wild.
They're in the wild.
I like it.
So I was like, I'm biking. I see a girl lounging by herself near the tennis courts.
Okay.
So I say, all right.
Here we go.
This is a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 moment.
Wait,
we're going to go.
You're on
up.
Your bike.
I'm on my bike.
So you have to get off the bike.
I got off the bike. Well, first, I was already off the bike because I realized there was music playing that I very much enjoyed. It was like this accordion, sounded like tango music.
Oh, no.
I started getting in touch with my roots, and then I realized
oh,
it was coming from the fucking merry-go-round. Oh. I like merry-go-round music. Who likes merry-go-round music?
I don't know. I don't know anybody. Sneaky freaks, if you like merry-go-round music, let us know, please, at
310-356-3920.
That's our text line if you want to let us know if you like merry-go-round music.
Yeah, I'm not alone. There's got to be other people out there that love that type of shit. It's kind of like, you know, it's like that old circus weird music.
Yeah, it sounds like a polka or something.
I'm into it. Okay. So I just do the bike ride. I come out. I'm trying to find out who's playing the music.
And please don't say you did some weird dance in front of it.
I did do some weird dance.
Thank the Lord.
But it's weird when you're looking at a merry-go-round and you're like watching these little kids go around. You feel like a fucking...
Yeah, you're a little weirdo.
Sketchy.
A little pedophile.
So instead, I go to the fucking tennis courts and start looking at the girls. And this is even weirder. Anyway.
No, it's not weirder.
It's still, I just feel awkward, out of place the whole time. So anyway, I decide it's a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 moment. She seems kind enough. So
What do you mean she seems kind enough? What does that mean?
She had a kind look on her face.
Okay.
So I went up to her.
She's by herself.
She's by herself. And I said, hey there. No response.
What?
And I'm like, oh, God.
That's so kind.
Here we go. At that point, I'm already in. So I said, excuse me? And she goes, yes. Oh. I was like, oh, fuck. This is the worst. I know where this is headed. We all know where this is going.
Oh, my God.
So I said, well, at this point, what would you do?
I would say, fuck you.
And just go away.
No, I wouldn't say fuck you and just go away. I would just say...
You gotta cover
your
ass.
Yeah, I'd cover my ass. Yeah, what did you do?
So I said, do you know anything about these tennis courts? Is it like a pay to play? Do you have to reserve in advance?
All right, that works.
Doesn't even look up at me.
What a bitch.
She goes, I don't know. Fucking bitch.
Fucking bitch. Oh my God.
And then I just darted. That's the beauty of being on a bike.
You can just get the fuck out.
You just fucking hit the road. You get rejected and fucking rode.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm out of here. You know what? I encountered a bitch too.
Really?
Yeah. I was at our community swimming pool and minding my own business. I'm walking through the water with my friend Nancy. And I look up. And
you do that walk.
I do walk like.
At what age do people start just walking through the water as opposed to swimming?
I literally think you have to be like 50 at least on up to walk in, because I'm not getting my hair.
You're doing the fucking laps.
I'm doing laps. I actually do like some crouches.
Sunglasses.
I got the sun hat. Okay, so I look like I'm 90, and so does she. Meanwhile, everybody at the pool looks like they're wearing string bikinis and like they're basically not even wearing bathing suits. So I just look up and I'm like looking at there's several people out at the pool, and one of them turns to me and goes, "Are you staring at me?"
Oh, wow.
And I look over at my friend Nancy and I'm like, what did she just say? So then on the way back, she says, I just want to know if you were looking at me.
What the fuck?
No, but maybe you are a little full of yourself.
You said that?
Yes.
You said that?
Yes.
You said no, but maybe you're a little full of yourself?
Yeah.
No, you did not.
I totally said that. And then Nancy said, good being a Karen there.
Oh, my God.
We call ourselves the two Karens now.
Oh, God.
We're owning Karen.
You're owning it?
Yeah, we're owning
it. Oh, God.
We have a right to look up when you know, someone else, I told a story to someone, they said, were you staring? No, you just like look up and you see people and you're like, you nod, you walk on by. What am I supposed to do, just stare straight ahead at the water?
What, does she not want to be seen?
I don't know, but at the end of the day...
What was she wearing?
I literally nothing.
Okay, so then it's nice to look at.
I didn't give a shit because personally, I didn't think she was very attractive. I was just happened to be walking by. And then at the end, I ignored her and we went back to our seats. And I came back around again when I was walking out. And guess what?
What?
She said, have a nice day. I go, you too.
Oh, she tried to get back on her good side.
Yeah.
And maybe she wanted to be looked at.
No, she was appeared offended that I was looking at her. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
I guess we both encountered biatches.
You know what?
What?
I think I'm going to turn the tables on this community situation.
What are you going to do?
Well, I moved into the new place.
It's
a new building, so everyone there is new.
I love it.
It's phenomenal, right?
Yeah, it's like joining us a fraternity or something.
I thought about this and I was like, what if I become the self-proclaimed community manager?
I like it.
And just start calling myself the community manager, hand out monthly flyers where I maybe do a community spotlight on someone.
Are you getting this from my mother's apartment building with all the senior citizens?
I didn't, but then...
Meditation classes?
Once I started thinking about this, I was like, oh, they do that at my grandma's facility.
Yeah, you're trying to make your new community, you're trying to make your home into
a nursing home.
A nursing home.
Yeah.
Are you going to offer like chair yoga classes?
I would love that. And then I realized... I could just invite everyone just to hang out with me.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, hey, just be my friend. That's the community event.
And I've been doing the same thing. If I see anyone over the age of 50 with like some wrinkles, I'm like, walk up and say, you seem to be someone I'd like to get to know. I swear to you.
That's great.
And then, you know what? They like me. And I was
who wouldn't want to hear that?
Well, we saw some very strange woman that was walking in the pool. And we decided what if we have like a senior book club?
Oh my God.
But then we decided this woman was too weird because she was making these weird faces walking by. We're like, she's kicked out of the book club before we even started the book club. Too weird faced woman in the pool. Not a good idea.
Oh my God.
So you're the.
I'm the community manager.
Are you also going to be the
social chair?
And also the enforcer. Speaking of enforcements, I got fined. Because Buddy, my little multi-poop, peed in two different areas of the sofa out on our top deck. There's cameras up there, and they identified Buddy as the culprit.
Oh, my fuck.
Uh-huh. And I apparently got off cheap because I didn't get the actual fine. I just had to pay for the cleaning.
Oh, wow.
It could have cost me up to $500 because of Buddy's dalliances.
He's a little dirty dog.
He's a dirty, dirty dog. Hey, you sneaky freaks, are you sitting with that same old vibrator?
Is your vibrator just completely duct taped with the batteries popping out?
You know, is the plastic falling off? Do you feel like you need a little revamping?
Does it have a stench?
Okay, Cam, we have something to talk about here.
Sexual wellness devices have completely changed over the past few years. And if you're not using a Satisfyer, you are missing out.
And I have found that they are the best gifts for people's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I just gave one out to a friend of mine who's into little power play. Actually, I asked you which one to give, and you told me which one to give.
Oh, you got to give him the sexy secret. It's a panty vibe. You can control the vibrator in your partner's panties.
And these friends, I'll give you a hint, one is a porn star, love to do a little power play.
Yeah, this is perfect for that.
So that was perfect for them. Cam, you know what everybody wants.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. Satisfyer uses cutting-edge technology. They got the Satisfyer Connect app that sets it apart from all other sexual wellness devices.
An actual app. It's incredible. And they are very well-priced as well.
Satisfyer is offering our lucky listeners 30% off any Satisfyer when you go to satisfyer.com and enter code MOM30 at checkout. Again, if you're looking for one of our favorite new devices, go to satisfyer.com and use code MOM30 for 30% off. That is in our episode description. You will not be missing out, my friends.
Cam, not being able to sleep is fucking the worst, is it not?
It is.
You're thinking about politics, pandemics.
I'm thinking about ants. My apartment is covered in ants. I'm literally having dreams about ants.
So what do?
You get a new mattress.
A new mattress by who?
Helix Sleep. Helix Sleep makes our favorite mattresses. They're so comfortable. And why are they so comfortable?
Because they offer a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you.
I took the quiz and I was matched with a Helix Dawn. I have their Luxe mattress. By far the best mattress I've ever owned. Maybe the best mattress I've ever slept on. No, I'm serious. Because I like a firm mattress, which I told them in the quiz. I sleep on my back. I told them that in the quiz. I even told them on my weight. I disclosed that information, and they gave me the best mattress I could even imagine. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/sextalk. That's helixsleep.com/sextalk for up to $200 off and two free pillows.
Can't beat that.
Speaking of dirty dogs, should we move on to Hit on or shit on. That's the segment of our show where we take your listener comments and texts wherever you leave them. It could be on YouTube. It could be on Instagram. It could be through
TikTok.
It could be on TikTok. And we determine whether they're a hit on or a shit on. Mother, what do you got for us today?
I got an email today.
Oh, really?
This is a little forward.
Okay.
I've gotten some forward requests, but this is very forward.
Through email. Personal email?
Personal email.
Okay.
Don't know how that happened. Hello, nice to meet you. Am from Nigeria. I need a very serious relationship between us.
Oh, he needs a very serious relationship between us. How do you respond to that?
I did not respond. I thought I'd share this with you, and maybe Dale has some.
Dale, do you have anything?
That's all he included? He just, hey, open it, just... Big relationship.
A very serious relationship between us. That's what he needs.
I need a very serious relationship between us.
Mm-hmm. Score one. You know, he knows what he wants.
Yes, he does.
He does.
It's a man who knows what he wants and is not afraid to pursue it.
I'm going to say that's a hit on.
I think you might be right, even though I don't know who this person is.
Does he take your needs into account, though? Does not sound like it.
No.
That might be a shit on.
I need a very serious relationship between us.
Okay.
Between us is the two words that we're looking for.
Okay. Yeah, that's a hit on, Mother.
All right. That's all I got right now.
All right. That's our segment of hit on or shit on. Once again, my mother is hit on by someone from Nigeria. That's great.
Are we ready for my favorite segment of the show?
What would that be, Mother?
Mom's news.
Mom's news. Mom's news.
I gotta tell you, this is gonna be funny.
Okay, so Mom's news is the segment of our show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info for your education. Mother, what do you got today?
Oh, today's is a doozy. I don't even know where to begin.
Okay.
It's called 12 Animal Sex Facts You Might Not Know. And I'm wondering if both you and Dale know any of these sex facts. It is from a science, tech, and math. Oh, wait a second.
It's from ThoughtCo.com, Mom.
ThoughtCo.com.
So okay. Who knows who's writing this? Could be reputable, could not be.
All right, but I always think they're reputable. I have no reason not to, and this comes with pictures.
There's no such thing as fake news when it comes to Mom's news. Real news if someone's written it.
Well, let's start with this, and I want to know if you guys have heard of this before. Just raise your hands, because here we go. Male alligators have permanent erections.
Have not heard of that. It also sounds painful.
It's a 6-inch long penis of an alligator. Isn't it everted or turned outward by muscles, but by the application of pressure on its abdominal cavity, clearly an essential bit of reptilian foreplay.
Wow.
So he's always ready to go. There's one thing I can say, an alligator does not need Viagra.
Okay.
The second,
great to know.
Here we go. This is another awesome thing to have. Female kangaroos have 3 vaginas.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Why did they need 3?
Well, it says here, female kangaroos, all marsupials for that matter, possess 3 vaginal tubes, but only 1 vaginal opening, eliminating any confusion on the part of their mates. When males inseminate females, their sperm travels up either or both of the side tubes, and about 30 days later, the tiny joey travels down the central tube from which it slowly makes its way to the mother's pouch for the remainder of its gestation. Very strange.
Okay, I don't think we need to go into all the details.
All right, so forget that. Okay, I don't even know how to pronounce this word, but it says antechinus males copulate themselves to death. It looks like like some sort of a rodent. It looks like that thing that was flying.
What does it
mean
to copulate? Do they fuck themselves to death?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a mouse-like marsupial in Australia.
Okay.
It could be what was flying around us at that comedy show. For all I know, it was disgusting.
Probably fucking itself to death.
Flatworms fence with their sex organs. I would love to see that.
I don't know what flatworms are.
Do you know what flatworms are? Flatworms are wormy-looking things.
Yeah.
They look kind of gross.
They fence with it.
Now, this was my favorite one so far. Male porcupines urinate on females before sex.
Okay. Piss play.
And do you know
porcupine
what
piss play?
I would be so fucking pissed if I'm ready to have sex and then a porcupine came up and just pissed all over me.
When are you fucking porcupines?
I'm just saying, if I was a female porcupine and I got myself all dolled up and, you know, I was cleanly bathed and I was, you know, wearing lingerie or whatever, and then all of a sudden this fucking porcupine goes and lifts up his leg and pisses all over
what
me.
What is that about?
I don't know. They just, that's a,
it doesn't explain why they do that.
It does, but you told me not to read.
No, you could read that. That one needs to all be right. read.
Once a year, male porcupines cluster around available females, fighting, biting, and scratching one another for the right to mate. The winner then climbs on a tree branch and urinates copiously on the female, which stimulates her to go into estrus.
Wow.
The rest is sort of anticlimactic. The female folds back her quills so as not to impale her partner.
Oh, wow.
And more routine insemination takes only a few seconds. That just sounds like it doesn't sound like it's good for her as it is for him.
It sounds pretty fun
pissing,
to me.
He's pissing all over. He's coming really.
Well, that actually
he's
sounds
coming,
like,
coming really quick.
It's like an. It sounds like a. She's turned on by that.
Apparently,
there's a little kink
she
going on there with
ready.
The porcupines.
And oh, listen to this one. Barnacles. You know those barnacles
of
look
course.
Like when you're on diving. They have enormous penises.
What?
They do. They
relative to their size or just in general?
It spends its entire life tethered in one spot. It has a relatively sedate sex life. In fact, it's a hermaphrodite. They're equipped with the largest penis relative to their size of any creature on Earth, as much as 8 times longer than their bodies.
Whoa.
What's so the dude wrapped
they're
in?
Just fucking sitting there holding the rock with their dick hanging out trying to hit someone with it.
Essentially, frisky barnacles unfurl their organs and attempt to fertilize every other barnacle in their immediate vicinity, at the same time presumably being probed and prodded themselves.
Oh my God.
The next one is mating snails stab each other with love darts. That's another one I would be pissed at. I don't need to be stabbed. Female chickens can eject unwanted sperm. That's a gift. That's a real gift.
It's a gift? Would you be...
get rid
of
that one.
If you could, would you just fucking reject some of the sperm going that you've experienced?
Yeah, I noticed that sperm looks like it's not going to be a good one, so I'm just going to eject that shit.
Eject it.
Male honeybees lose their penises while mating.
Oh.
How would you feel, Dale, if you're mating...
It's a one-and-done situation.
You're mating, and the next thing you know, there goes your dick.
Well, you know, there's the upside of maybe you grow back a bigger one, or is it does they come back the same every time?
I wonder if they grow back.
That's interesting.
No.
It's a one and done.
Oh, it's just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. The male penis rips off, still inserted in the female, and he flies off to die. It's
very sad.
It gets even worse.
This is
not only does he lose his dick, but he also loses his life.
Oh.
And on a high note.
Yeah.
Now,
I guess that's right.
This is
final
something
act.
Our listener, Mr. Bean, would get a kick out of. Sheep have a high rate of homosexuality.
Is that right?
Male anglerfish merge with females during mating. That's interesting. You just merge together. So that's a reiki thing to do.
Reiki thing?
Yeah. You know, they bond with each other. You know, the energy of one gets into the other.
How many fucking animal facts are you giving us right now? Is this a book of animal facts?
12. Male damselflies can remove the sperm of competitors. Now,
okay.
There you go. That was it.
Thank God. It was enough. What, the whole animal kingdom?
I found these to be fascinating. I'm sorry they didn't meet up with your boring-ass Cam's Uppers.
I haven't even gone into Cam's Uppers today.
Okay, well, I know when we get there, we're going to have to listen to some boring, dull...
Excuse me.
Well,
maybe it's a good time to go into
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is a life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart that listeners find just fascinating, that my mother typically finds
snoozeworthy
or
extremely dull
or
boring.
Boring. It's Cam's Uppers. Dale, what do you think of Cam's Uppers these days?
They've been bangers.
Right?
Yeah. Have you?
It probably makes you like excited to come to work when you realize you can be in the presence of a Cam's Upper.
Well, are you riveted when you hear these lovely tales of boringness?
I'm right in the middle. You know, I enjoy them, and I enjoy everything. You know,
very tactful. I could see where you can fit in anywhere with that kind of attitude.
I'm gonna go with. I'm going to expound on the last week's Cam's Uppers because I don't think that you really gave it the credence and the fucking... Mm. No, you didn't give it the attention it deserves.
Okay.
Because it's very important here.
Okay.
I picked this up from my therapist. It's called playing the point. No, I'm serious. So here's the deal. If your brain is like mine, you might have looping thoughts.
Well, you know, my brain is constantly in a loop.
You loop it.
It's a constant loop.
And so meditation...
Not in a good way.
Meditation can help identify the loop.
I tried that this morning. I couldn't. I was trying to not loop, and I put meditation, didn't work.
So instead, what I found it's helpful is to insert a thought when I see myself entering the loop.
Like what?
Play the point.
What?
Play the point. Okay, so my therapist says he got this from the football coach at Duke.
Oh.
Yeah. He said this guy took a team that was garbage, and he made them into, like, Heisman winners. I don't even really know what the fuck that means, but it sounds like a good thing.
You have no clue what the Heisman Trophy is.
I know what the Heisman Trophy is. Okay. But I thought it was... I didn't know... I thought that was going to one player. I didn't think it was supposed to go to a whole team or something.
It is going to one player.
Okay, so I don't know. Maybe my therapist doesn't know.
All right.
Anyway, in an interview with this coach later on, he said that the coach said the thing that these kids needed, it wasn't to learn new technique. It wasn't to do a specific practice. It was to learn to play the point. And what he meant by that is, They don't need to be thinking about the whole game. They don't need to be thinking about what do we need to do to win the game. They need to be thinking about what do we do to win this point? How do we play this particular point? And in my mind, is constantly going to the future and thinking, God, what is the winning thing to do right now in the game of life? And instead, I got to just stay here. What in this moment do I need right now?
All right, let me ask you something. So let's say you're looping around in your head about that your bed is infected with bed bugs.
Correct.
Which has happened in the past.
Yes.
How do you play the point with a bed bug infestation?
What can I do in this moment to prevent bed bugs?
That's what you're supposed to do.
Or to identify whether I have bed bugs.
This is what you're supposed to do when you're looping at 5 o'clock in the morning. You're supposed to think to yourself, what can I do to solve this problem?
Well, I mean, you could also say, okay, do I have bed bugs right now? What is leading me to think this? Nothing. Okay, play the point right now. What can I do? Nothing. So let me just go and continue sleeping.
Does that work?
Not with the bed bugs. Not with the bed bugs. That is Cam's Uppers.
That was a fabulous Cam's Uppers, I must say. I really liked it. I don't know if I think it works at all, but it's worth a thought.
Thank you, Mother.
I can't see it working with you when you're...
I'm constantly, even on my bike rides in the morning now, I think, play the point. Don't worry about that thing. Play the point. What's happening right now? I'm biking. That's it.
That's it.
Dale, are you a looper? You loop?
I loop.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Would you loop on... What are you looping?
Let's see. Yeah. What are the topics you loop on?
I feel like, you know, it varies from day to day. I feel like my common loops are, you know, I feel like you can relate to this. Mm-hmm. Just thinking about how many girls are not in my life. that's a fun loop.
Yeah. I know that loop.
In fact, work, you know, that's a loop.
Yeah. Yeah. This experience that's occurring right now.
That's a loop. Found yourself in a weird sex podcast.
Yeah.
It's a loop.
Do you think you're going to play the point?
I'm familiar with that. There's a similar concept in tennis. You know, just like playing the point.
You play tennis?
I play tennis.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna have to play tennis.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, moving right along. I'm glad we're making friends over here. All right. So let's move on to
some listener text.
Just the tip. Just a tip. This is where we get to chat with you, wonderful sneaky freaks, when you give us a text at 310-356-3920. We got a little tip from a sneaky freak, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll read this one because I think it was more directed towards me.
Okay.
It's a meme. It's like one of these like forward this message type of things.
Okay.
She writes, four worms were placed in four separate test tubes, first in beer, second in wine, third in whiskey, fourth in mineral water. The next day, the teacher shows the results. The first worm in beer, dead. The second in wine, dead. The third in whiskey, dead. The fourth in mineral water, alive and healthy. And a child responds, whoever drinks beer, wine, and whiskey doesn't have worms. Send this to your friends so they do not have worms.
Funny that you say that, because I think you thought you had worms.
Yeah, that's why she fucking sent it to me.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Sage. Thank you for that tip to drink beer, wine, and whiskey so that I don't have worms anymore.
I thought that's a very boring idea.
What?
I don't want to drink mineral water. And I mean, I like to drink whiskey, wine, and beer.
Okay. Let's... Mom.
What?
Okay. I don't know at this point whether to repeat the entire message to you because you've lost it entirely, or do we just go
right? I just
right
kept from. Focusing on, I know it's going to be the one that you know alcohol, okay?
No, she says, that's the joke, Mom.
What?
The teacher asks the class, what do we learn from this experience? And the kid responds, whoever drinks beer, wine, and whiskey does not have worms because they're all dead when the worms in the fucking wine, the whiskey, and the beer. What? How are you not getting this?
Well, they have worms. They're just dead worms.
Dead, Mom.
All right. That's a good joke.
Jeez.
It just kind of landed flat in my book.
Sage, I appreciate the joke. I appreciate the concern about worms. Let's pretend like my mother enjoys this.
Do you still think you have worms, speaking of worms?
I haven't shat in about 4 days. Other than that, I don't know if the worms are just eating all my food right now.
Well, you do drink a lot of mineral water.
Yeah, I know. That's the joke. All right. I think I'm healthy.
All right.
For the record,
good.
I think I'm healthy.
I'm glad that.
Dale, what's your health level right now?
Health is sitting pretty.
Yeah, that's good.
No complaints. Pretty.
Let's knock on wood. All my coronavirus tests have come back negative.
Yeah,
this
why don't you talk about that?
We already talked about it.
How did you happen to take like three in like a day last week?
Two in a day, two within 10 minutes, and they all came back negative. Okay. Moving on, I want to give a huge thank you to Robert F., our newest patron.
Thank you, Robert. Yay.
Robert, you and all the Sneaky Freak patrons are keeping our lights on. If you're watching this on YouTube, you are making this possible.
I like the way you're pointing to the lights. Like the people listening to the podcast are going to know that you're pointing to the lights.
It's true. So if you're listening to this and you like the show and you're thinking, you know what? These people do this for not so much money because, honestly, we don't make that much money from this show.
We don't make very little. We make very little money, actually.
But we do it from the bottom of our hearts. They do it from the bottom of their hearts. I want to do something nice for these people.
What are we going to do?
We're going to join patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. And we're going to support these fuckers because it gives me free access to these monthly Zoom calls with other sneaky freaks, a Discord channel, which is like a chat room with a bunch of other sneaky freaks. And it's a great way to make us feel just full of love and light.
Well, also for those of our listeners who have already binged many of our episodes, the ones that you particularly liked, a lot of them had bonus content on the Patreon channel that you can't get anywhere else.
So absolutely right.
I say join patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom and you too can be a little sneaky freak.
And if you want to support our show, you can do so by going to ratethispodcast.com/mom. Leave us a rating and review. It warms the cockles of our hearts.
I really enjoy ratings and reviews almost as much as I enjoy patrons.
What have we discovered what the fuck a cockle is?
Cockle? Yes.
What is a cockle?
It's like little organs in your heart.
Is that true?
I think so. Let's look it up.
I don't know if we need to look it up, Mom.
Cockles.
Mom, do we do it? Oh, God.
Cockles of the heart.
What is it?
The cockles of the heart are its ventricles, named by some in Latin as coccolicordis.
Okay.
From coccolia,
that's enough.
Snail.
That's enough of that shit.
It means to warm and gratify one's deepest feelings.
That's what you do when you leave us a rating or review.
I like the word cock that's in cockles.
And I'm going to read a rating or review that speaks just to that comment.
All right.
This is fun and brutally honest. Cam and Karen Lee have a special relationship. Thanks so much for sharing it with the world. 5 stars by Barden221.
Thank you, Barden.
Thank you, Barden221. This is a special relationship.
We do. And we are hoping that you have that same special relationship with people in your family and
That's
your
right.
friends.
Remind yourself, we're all going to die. And we might as well have strong relationships while we're here. Because what else is there to live for?
And most likely after you die, those relationships will be even stronger.
What?
I'm going into some like esoteric shit right now.
All right.
I don't even know if the word is used in the right context, but I like saying the word esoteric.
Yeah, you use it correctly. And I want to use something correctly, which is this moment to thank our videographer and producer who's making this fucking podcast something that it was never before, Dale.
Dale, thank you. You are the best. You have put an era of professionalism in our podcast, which we needed.
Yes. So thank you very much, Dale.
And he's smiling from ear to ear.
Big smile over here.
If you want to see Dale's work, watch us on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok. And leave a comment, share with a friend, do whatever you need to do.
Right. Don't hold it to yourself. That's very selfish, you little sneaky freaks.
Yeah, that's right.
But definitely check out our latest TikToks. TikToks are you know, my favorite thing to do in my spare time. So you might as well follow us there, too.
And share it with a friend. It will help us out. You want to wrap it up, Mom?
Yes, I do. And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having a little cockles in your heart.
What?
I was gonna
say, no way, Mom.
I was gonna say something about the all those weird sea creature fun facts.
Yeah, you could have gone that way.
And then I couldn't figure out how to like worm it in there. Get it? Worm it in there.
That would have been good. Talk about the flatworms. Talk about the porcupines.
The porcupines. The
pissing porcupines.
Yeah, sneaky freaks. If you would like to comment about the porcupines and what you think is going on there with that piss play, let us know at 310-356-3920.
That's our number. Check it out. All right. Thanks for listening.
We love you all.
Love you.
Sneaky freaks.
Bye-bye. Bye.